All right. Glad you're back with us. We do that at the top of each hour. And this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And got some exciting new things coming up in the next few weeks with Beacon of Hope. One thing we began was in January, we began a live Facebook thing every Wednesday night. Betty, do you want to make a comment on that? At 7:30 every Wednesday night.
Oh, yes. The pastor, Marcia McAllister, becomes live on Facebook Live with giving you hashtag some of the things that can help us develop a prayer life,
right?
A promised life, a life that from the Word of God that will help you through it's only like between 15 to 17 to 18 minutes. Long, but it's something to get us through the week.
Yes,
with God's word. And social media is it's awesome to be able to have this available too.
It is awesome. Yeah,
to be able to see you, you know, from all over the globe. It's really kind of nice to be able to see a face. You know, how you preach the word of God and how you preach its truth, and it helps us to get through. And
yeah,
I appreciate your post very much.
I love doing it. I really love doing it. So every Wednesday night at 7:30, I'll give you the hashtags of the last two or three, and you can write these down in case you want to go look them up on Facebook. Hashtag measured was last time, and we're going to talk about why we did that in just a moment. One before that was hashtag testing time. The one before that was hashtag perfect timing. And then there's a ton of others ever since January. So weekly, there's a lot of them out there. Go to Beacon of Hope Ministries. It's the there's other Beacon of Hope Ministries on Facebook, but it's the one with the lighthouse that has different colors in it. So that's how you find us. And those posts are all there. Angel, this has been a joy for us to do at Beacon of Hope. And even for those of you like you, Angel, and Nan that are there on Wednesday night, talk to us about that and why people should try to look up these posts.
Well, first of all, they're great. They're short, they're practical, they're to the point. They get you going, they build your faith, they are easy to apply to your life right here and today.
Cool.
They really are the bow on the sermon.
They're bow on it. All right. Okay. Well, we want you to join us on Wednesday nights at 7:30. So look for those. Look for last week's hashtag measured. We're going to talk about what that means in just a minute. We're going to start this second hour with a song by Avalon that I got to say is one of my all-time favorites. And Betty, you're probably going to know what it is. As soon as you hear the first note, you will. People need the Lord.
Need the Lord.
Yep. Love it. Esau surely needed the Lord, and so did Jacob.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go. To fear,
The Lord. That's why we do these shows week after week. We all need the Lord. People need the Lord. Nan, what did God give you?
There are many people who are hurting. Will you carry my love to them? Will you allow my love to shine through, letting them know that upon I they can depend? They may be smiling yet hurting. If you know someone like such, reach out to them with my love. Let your life to them lovingly touch. I can use you right where you are. Look around you and you can see. There are those who are hurting. They need to learn about me. Will you reach out to them?
Very good. Very good. We know that it's so important that we live lives that demonstrate God's character and his love for us. The post we did last Wednesday night was hashtag measured, because we are all measured in certain ways, perhaps by our accomplishments, by our degrees, perhaps by success at work, or just different things. Angel, talk to us a moment here about the fact that it's so important that we realize that we're also measured by how much we reach out and care about others, and how we allow God to change our character so we can be that light that we need to be for people, you know?
It's extremely important. I once heard it said that, people don't care how much God knowledge you have. They care how you love them and respond to them. And
amen.
How they see God in
us
is through our love and response to them.
Right.
And our character is what tells them, that's our nature, and that's our disposition and our integrity, and that's what tells them that they can see God and I can trust you. And those are important qualities. Like, it takes time to build our character, but our character should be, as we're growing in Christ, to be in the image of Christ. People should see his characteristics in us.
I totally agree. And I find it very interesting that God ordained that the younger brother, Jacob, would be the one through whom the line of Christ came through. And I believe God knew in advance the character, the decisions. Of course, we know he knows in advance what's going to happen. So he knew in advance the decisions that Esau would make in his life, that he would choose wives from countries that were steeped in idolatry, not the word, or not seeking the one true God. It was God already knew, and he knew that even though Jacob was going to come out of the womb second, it would be through him that he would bring his son. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I have this thing that I would like to read. Every time you play that song, I just probably uncontrollably, because there are so many people, as during Esau and Jacob's time, that followed Jesus, that followed the leading of God.
Right.
And one of the things that hit me between the eyes, just for myself, and I don't know if this is the proper time to do it or not, says you cannot pray for an A on a test and study for a B. You cannot pray for a faithful relationship and still live an unfaithful life. Moral of the story is you cannot pray for something and act less. Don't question God and his abilities when your actions don't match your prayers.
Whoa.
It hit me. At first I took offense to it, but I think it rolls right into Genesis here.
It does. Yes.
Because you see someone's heart. You see the actions outside of the heart. And God looks at our heart, people, and that song so relates to this story in Genesis, because you look at some of the things that happened, and as we talk later on in the show, you'll see exactly where God's light shines.
Right.
It's a given on this situation, but I pray that people, as we enter the last hour of this show, that people will see their character and know that, you know, God is with you, that God is for you. If God be for you, who can be against you?
Amen.
And
amen.
We want people to understand that it's so wonderful to be able to study the Old Testament and see how it relates to today's.
Oh, it does. And speaking about that, a verse just came to me in Matthew 5:8. Jesus said this: blessed are the pure in heart, for they're going to see God. And, you know, I don't believe Esau saw God in this situation of wow, I need to do the right thing here and maintain my birthright because, you know, something important is going to come through our line. I don't think he had any clue whatsoever. And it relates to the attitude of his heart. So talk to us, Angel, about that. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
Well, there you go. I think that's the key right there, was the difference of the brothers, were the difference of their heart, where, you know, Jacob was not a perfect man. Jacob makes a lot of mistakes along his journey. But he had a heart of sorrow and a heart of, you know, really wanting to make it right with God. And Esau did not care. Esau wanted what he got in the moment, who he wanted, no regard to, you know, his God, his faith, his culture, his family. Like, I think there's a verse that talks about how his family was even sorrow about the wives that he chose.
Right.
He didn't care.
Right.
And, you know, and that's what it boils down to. We don't have to be perfect, but we need to be able to come to God and say, okay, help us do it better. Help me.
Absolutely.
You know, humbleness, you know, and recognizing, yeah, I have flaws in my character. I'm struggling, but, you know, God's working in me.
Absolutely. And don't you think it really has everything to do with the person who wants to have God work on their lives and change their attitudes? As we see Jacob, as the stories develop, Jacob does have encounters with God. He does. He has some things happen to him that are not great, but he still maintains his faith in God. And that's so important, Betty, because there's so many times that we as individuals, even though we know God is in our lives, we get mad because things aren't going the way we want them to go, etc., you know?
Oh, yeah. Boy, can I relate to that. Waiting is
hard.
It's hard. It's not one of my better virtues. Because I'm trying so hard to wait on God so that, here we go.
Yeah.
There are other things that in going on that we have prayed so hard for. For finances, for certain people, for direction and where to go. And, you know, God explained to me when we were going through Brookville, right before I came on the radio, is that he wants us to know that even in, when I was reading the Genesis 25 and 27, is that, you know, God was with Esau and Jacob no matter what road they went down, he was with them.
Right.
And, you know, even though their character was somewhat different in each character, God doesn't look at the bad. He wants to look at our heart.
He does.
And that's where
if you're looking for the greatest music of all time, you're in the right place. We've got the music of your life on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
That was a mistake from an engineer mistake, not mine, in the background. Sorry, guys. Go ahead.
No,
we do have that great music coming up at the top of the hour.
Yeah, you
but
do. Hallelujah.
But anyway, go ahead with your concept, Betty.
Where I was going with this when I got off on a tangent is that no matter what you're going through, whether it's finances, relationships, if you're having trouble with a sibling, or there's rivalry, there's just so much going on, that God, trust God.
Exactly.
And that's where we are in Genesis, is that we have to look at the ability to know where God wants us to go.
Right.
What God wants us to do.
Yes.
And even Jacob sometimes had to wait on certain things to happen.
Yes.
And even though, and I've said this before, during the test, sometimes the teacher is silent.
Right. Good point.
We have to understand that, is that, you know, even Esau and Jacob, even though they had their differences, their hearts, I still believe, went to God.
Right.
Because even Esau and Jacob were created in God's image.
Right.
And,
exactly.
But that's, and I've said this.
Go ahead.
It's so prevalent that even though their characters were different, I believe that their hearts were somewhat the same.
But, you know, and back to the point that I don't know if you made it or Angel a little while ago, is that let me back up and say it this way. Our character is revealed by our actions. Okay. Our character, what is going on? Talk to us about that, Angel, because so often people say, oh, that they're a good person. Yeah, they're okay. They're a good person. But are they really? I mean, their character comes out in the way they behave, the way they react in certain circumstances, don't you think?
Absolutely. That's how our character is made known. Nobody knows that, you know, we're trustworthy until our actions show that we're trustworthy. No one knows those things about us, and it's in our behaviors, and that's the difference of our free will. You know, we have free will in our character and how we allow it to develop and who we become inside of us. And it trickles out to the outside of us. That's how people know who we are. The fruit, you know, our fruit are our actions.
Right. And so it's so often it comes out in our desires, in our commitment. What do we treasure? There's a couple verses that really hit me. And one is Hebrews 4, 12 to 13. So let's go there a minute, and we're going to come up with a song here in just a minute. It's really going to be a blessing. But Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 and 13 in the Message Bible says this: God means what he says, and what he says goes. His powerful word is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything, whether doubt or defense, and laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one is impervious to God's word. We can't get away from it no matter what. The importance of this series, Precious Promises, and the importance of reading your Bible and studying the word of God is that the word of God, when we are reading it, goes to work to show us attitudes and behaviors that are not in line with the nature of Jesus. And that's why we teach the word here Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, because it's a word that, as the writer of Hebrews, probably Paul, said, that the word of God acts like a scalpel and divides our emotions, our will, and our desires and shows us, exposes it, it lays it bare. Talk to us about that, Angel. Talk to us about how the Word does that, and then we'll go to Betty on that.
Well, and the Word being the absolute authority of God, but His character, it's that's how we see God's character also.
Yes,
with,
yes.
Is through all His actions and through the Word from beginning to end. And, yeah, it reveals those things in us that is less than perfect. That
right.
We still need to surrender. Or we still need to work on, because that Word does not change. God's character does not change.
Right.
Our character may change, but God's is not changing. It's everlasting.
Amen. And so often our character is revealed by our motives, our attitudes, our intentions, you know. In this case with Esau and the food, it wasn't important to him that he had a birthright or that he fulfilled what he should have been fulfilling in the line of Jesus. It was not that important to him. It speaks to his character. Talk about this, Betty.
Well, I think you look at maybe God's word in each one of those men's lives. He gave up, Esau gave up a birthright. He didn't care. So what does that tell you maybe about Esau at that point?
Right, at that point, yeah.
At that point is that he didn't care.
Right.
But if you look at it from another standpoint, maybe just at that point he didn't care, but along the other line, he did care. So there was just a faux pas right there in his life that God said, okay, Esau, come on, dude. You know, he didn't talk in quite that language to him, but it's like, oh, you know, he made a mistake, okay? He gave away his birthright. In his eyes, God says, it's okay, all right, you're forgiven. I mean, that's how God works, Pastor Martha and Angel, is that, you know, there are faux pas in our lives. There are mistakes. There are things that we should not have done, but we did it anyway. Because what Angel was talking about is our own free will, is that we have that right. We have that. He made a choice. And I think that he regretted it.
Yeah, he definitely made a choice. And so often it's our choices reveal what's going on in our hearts. So talk about that, Angel, and then we're going to do one of Betty's favorite songs here next. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and that just shows us that we're on a journey with God. You know,
right.
We don't just surrender our hearts and we have the perfect character of Christ and that we got it all together.
Right.
You know, God works in imperfect people to help continue growing us in His image and His character and His likeness as we surrender those things that are imperfect. And so getting in that Word and being able to say, yeah, I am struggling with this, it's surgically showing me the areas of my life that I still need to work on and God still needs to work on, gives us more opportunity to continue to grow and through Him and become more like Him every
day. It does. The mistakes, the character flaws, things like this, areas where we fail, where we know that we're not acting and behaving like Jesus, do show us. And if we take those things and do something with them and really decide to make changes in our lives, wow, they're used for the better. Betty, your song, Behind the Line of Grace, I think it fits right here by Karen Peck and New River. Do you want to comment on this? Because you introduced Beacon to this song a few years back, and I love this song.
Well, you were talking about imperfect. This is where that God stands in front of us, behind us, and beside us. And we have that grace extended to us from the cross.
Amen. We certainly do. Let's take advantage of it, folks. Love this song. Betty and her daughter Megan sang it at Beacon for the first time a few years back. It's been a favorite of ours ever since.
Quietly lie in wait while the battle rages on. Rules of this war say that God will always shield His own. And though afraid, danger well in sight,
Sometimes we're just too tired to try. He tells us to be still and know and wait behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see His face, but we're secure behind the line of grace. He will not withdraw His eyes from the righteous night or day. We may not always see Him, but He knows the way we take. When we have no strength, no power to fight, and it seems like God is nowhere in sight, He steps in front of the enemy while we rest behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see His face, but we
God. Amen. Yes, we are. Behind the line of grace. We are secure. Praise God. Amen and amen. All right. That's where we're secure, behind the line of grace. This is such an important concept right here that we're not perfect. We don't have it all together. Jacob wasn't perfect. Esau wasn't perfect. But when we have a sincere heart towards God and desire to be what He wants us to be, things begin to change in our lives. God looks at our motives. He looks at our character. He looks at our desires, at our commitment. And what do we treasure in this life? Talk to us about all of that, Angel, and then we'll go to Betty for her comments on that. Great song. Love that song.
Well, you know, there's a verse that talks about where our treasures are, that's where our heart is. And that's...
Amen. I was just thinking of that, yeah, in Matthew, Matthew 12.
And that's pretty significant on to, is our heart for God? Are we yielding our heart to God? Are we treasuring the things of God? You know, where Esau did not treasure the things of God, his birthright, and the things that God had laid out for him, he just let it go. And do we treasure those things?
That's the question. And there's so often times in our lives where we have to face that question, don't you think? And we have to look at what's going on in our heart. What's going on? Does our behavior reflect the life of Jesus? Does it reflect God's desire for us or not? If it doesn't, why not? And what can we do about it? Talk to us, Betty.
Well, it goes back to early 2000s or late 1999, it says, what would Jesus do?
Right.
Is we have to look at that before our actions kick in. I mean, we have to have, and that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. That's where, you know, we get to a certain point where we're tempted. The devil is going to tempt us in certain areas, as I'm sure he did with Jacob and Esau, is that we have to be prepared for what lies ahead of us. And I think that the Holy Spirit does that with us minute by minute, you know, day by day. And he looks, we have to be aware of the wolves in sheep's clothing. And you're asking me, why are you bringing this up? Is because even though we're walking a path, there is a possibility that Satan can get in there and he can start messing with your GPS.
Right.
Saying, okay, here, let's go this way. And you get off track. But that's where the Holy Spirit brings you back into perspective.
Yes.
It brings you back to where you got off track, where you left the detour and you really shouldn't have.
Right, yeah.
And he wants us to be faced up. He wants us to be, our senses are keener when we're in the Word of God.
Sure, yes.
And when we're prayed up, when we're faced up.
Amen.
When we have the hope, when we have the encouragement to keep going no matter what the storm that we're going through, he wants us to stay true. He wants
right.
us, you know, to know a song by, even though our sails are tattered, that, you know, we still stand. The boat is still sturdy enough to keep us going, and that boat is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, there's so many things when God looks at it, you know, we have to trust the Lord, Pastor and Angel, and we have to trust him with our whole heart.
Right.
We can't lean onto our own understanding, and we have to guard our hearts.
Amen.
So that good things flow out of it.
It's too easy to get off track, you know?
It is.
It's too easy.
So many temptations.
Yeah, it's too easy to get off over there doing our own thing all the time and not really working on our spiritual development. Talk to us, Angel. Good points, Betty. Good points.
We have lots of distractions. And I don't even think necessarily there are always bad things that are helping us to get off track or distracting us. Sometimes we can get so distracted in good things that we're still distracted from our journeys with God or God or the things of God. And we got to be careful. Definitely guard our hearts and guard where we're putting our time, where we're putting our attention, our focus, what messages we're allowing to come into our hearts, because those will be the things that are growing. So are we, you know, hearing those negative messages? Are we taking in, you know, fear and doubt and negativity constantly? Or are we taking in hope and peace and the Word of God? And that's what grows. And we definitely have to be very mindful and guarding our hearts constantly.
Absolutely. There's a verse in Psalms, it's 37:4. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Delighting yourself is something, I mean, you take joy in it, you know, you're enjoying the presence of the Lord. And this is where Jacob ended up. He moved into a realm of the presence of the Lord. Very, very important that we value our time with God and spend time with him. It's as we do that, as we spend more time with God, then he speaks to us and gives us direction. The Word of God speaks to us and gives us direction for our lives. And we find ourselves not off course, but really on course for God's plan when we put ourselves in that right place of desiring and delighting ourselves in the Lord. How are we going to be measured someday? Are we going to be measured by our scholarly achievements, which are important in this life, of course, but are we really going to be measured by that in heaven? No, we're going to be measured by whether or not we allowed God and his precious word to do a work in us and us become more like Jesus, not less like Jesus. And that's what we're talking about today, and that's what's so important here. We see in Genesis 27 that a time came when Isaac was about to die. He was very old. And he called in his oldest son, Esau. I don't know if he actually understood that Esau had sold his birthright, because that was the official thing that was very important that had happened. It's almost like Isaac didn't remember or didn't understand that Esau had given up this right. And he told Esau to go out and hunt some game and come in and make a meal for him. And then he was going to pray over him and bless him. This is Genesis 27. Because of time, I'm just kind of telling you what happened. In the meantime, Rebekah overheard Isaac request Esau to go do this so he could pray over him. And Rebekah said to Jacob, you go get a couple little goats. I'll fix the meal your dad likes or your father likes, and I want you to be the one that receives this. And part of this, I believe, is because the prophecy had been given to Rebekah when the twins were in her womb, and Esau had shrugged off and given up his birthright. So it really was not his to receive this blessing. Yes, Jacob, we always say that Jacob deceived him by going in and acting like he was Esau, etc., wearing Esau's clothes and all of that. And then Isaac did give the blessing to Jacob. But God already knew this was going to happen, and Rebekah knew it. So it's almost like she facilitated this. Talk to me about this, Betty, and then we'll go to Angel on this too.
Well, moms can sometimes facilitate things that...
True.
fathers maybe can't. I think that, you know, maybe Isaac was older. He may have lost his eyesight.
He was. He was blind, and he was quite old.
And he was maybe just wasn't as keen in senses as he used to be. So to be able to, you know, God uses people in many different ways. And it needed to be fulfilled. So he uses willing vessels, and maybe Rebekah was the willing vessel that had to facilitate this all coming about. Now, that's just something that I feel like that God uses ordinary people in many different situations today. So maybe to be able to fulfill the prophecy, he had to choose someone, and he chose Rebekah to be the person who said, "Okay, we've got to do this to get this done." It had to be.
Exactly. Absolutely. Talk to us, Angel, about this.
Well, I agree with everything Betty said. You know, Rebekah was the one who was given, you know, the prophecy from the very beginning. And she, you know, obviously hid that in her heart and knew, had that hope in her throughout her lifetime. And yes, God definitely uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things and to carry out his purpose and his mission. And I think Rebekah was an example of her opening that door and making sure that, you know, the word that was given to her many, 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 many years ago was, you know, protected.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so often we do have to take a stand on situations in our lives when, for instance, if you're in some type of a situation and you know that God's telling you to take a stand and do something different than what you would ordinarily do, it takes courage. It took courage for Rebekah to get Jacob and say, "Wait a minute, Esau already gave up his birthright. This is yours. The blessing is yours. You need to get in there and grab it." Talk to me about that, Angel. I mean, because sometimes we got to kind of get aggressive about what we want in life, in our own character traits, where we want God to, we got to get in there and say, "God, I want you to bless me in this area. I'm working on this in my life. I want to do what you want done in my life," etc. Talk to me.
I think it goes back to the point Betty made about, you know, praying for that A on that test and studying for a B. I think, you know, God has his divine, you know, ability, but we still have to surrender to that and show him we want it.
Yes.
We're willing, you know, we're willing to surrender. We're willing to do what we need to do to have those blessings, to have, you know, your plans come into fruition in our life. you know, we have to show our dedication to it. And so that, you know, it means something, first of all, in the show of God, that we're after this too.
Yes, yes. Right. And we're on the same page and we want to accomplish. So Jacob already knew this had happened many years before, where Esau had given up his birthright and Jacob had taken it, you know, because of that meal, that fateful meal, that where Esau wanted the meal more than the birthright. So, you know, Jacob already knew this. Rebecca already knew this had happened. This was not a surprise, you know. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I think that as you get back in, if you get into the scriptures, you're going to see in many occasions, just like here with Jacob and Esau, that we have the opportunity to step out of our comfort zone. We have the ability to look at change positively.
Right.
We have the ability to do things that make us feel maybe a little bit uncomfortable, but you have God behind you kind of nudging you like a mother kit, their mother cat does with her kittens.
Yeah.
She nudges her kittens to say, hey, it's okay.
Right.
Go ahead. Step into the tent. Step into something that...
The great,
you know,
songs and the great stars with the finest music ever recorded.
Sorry,
the music
audience.
Of your life. Here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Sorry. That's an automatic thing. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Betty.
That's okay. Is that we look at God, you know, God has had a plan here in the scriptures. He has a plan for us, and he nudges us by faith to say, okay,
yeah,
we're in the Word. We're praying. We're praising God. Okay, keep going. Keep going. Don't let the distractions, you know, deter you. Just keep going. Keep going, Betty.
Right.
Keep working towards the goal.
Sure.
You're
sure.
In a race. Got to keep going. You've got, you know, pass. If you need to pass the baton to rest, so be it. But just keep on keeping on. And I think that's what Rebecca was doing. She was saying, go ahead. Go ahead, Jacob. Do it. Do it. It's okay. You know, we have, you know, God's behind this. This is prophecy. It has to be fulfilled. And sorry about the excitement, but it gets to the point. What I'm trying to make is that God has all of this in control. You may think that your life is spiraling out of control, but God's saying, trust me. And that's what these scriptures are talking about today, is trust God.
Amen.
Trust him to see you through. Watch what God does with Jacob.
Yes.
That's what God does with Esau.
Right.
Continue this lineage. Continue on, Jacob. You're chosen for this plan, and Esau, I have a plan for him, etc.
Right.
But we have to keep on keeping on.
Amen.
No matter what the circumstances are.
Amen. We'll go to you for a comment, Angel, in a minute. Just want to remind you that we're going to pray for anybody's prayer requests. We've had two come in today, and we're going to pray for those in just a couple minutes after this next song. Angel, your comment, and then we'll go to the song. Are you there, Angel?
Sorry, as I was sitting there thinking, Rebecca must have had watchful waiting. You know, she didn't know when...
Watchful waiting. I like that.
She was watchfully waiting for that moment.
Right.
To see that blessing for her son.
Yes, yes.
Like, she was the one, this is it. This is that moment. I mean, I'm sure...
Right.
It didn't, you know what I'm saying? So she had to be anticipating and focusing and watching and waiting for God's plan and purpose to be fulfilled.
Exactly.
And we need to have some watchful waiting. I think we lose patience very quickly in our lives sometimes.
Yeah, we need that watchful waiting. Yes, she was looking for that opportunity. She had known since the boys were in her womb that moment would come. So, yeah, good point. Nan, you got something God gave you there? No? Okay. You're just saying, yay, good point. Okay. I thought she was saying she had something. Okay. We're going to play the song Draw Me Close to You, because I think that's the essence of all this. As we really allow God's Holy Spirit to draw us close to himself, he does a work in us that only he can do. And he obviously started out with Jacob and Esau, with different characters and all of that. But we see in the weeks ahead that Jacob really did desire to do the right thing and become what God wanted him to. Listen to the song and let it speak to you. Draw me close to you. Make it your prayer right now before we pray for these requests.
Thank you for being someplace special, the music of your life. Here on the station, everyone is talking about the Tan Talk Radio Network.
For these two requests. One is for a young lady that some of us know who has just gotten out of jail again for drug abuse and problems like this. There needs to be a real turnaround in her life, and somebody has written and asked that we take her to the throne of God. Her first name is Angie. Let's agree right now for Angie that God will turn her life around and that her purpose will be seen in her circumstances, and that she will desire you, God, above all things, that her character will actually, she'll want to the refinement of the Holy Spirit in her life. Lord, we know she's been under the influence of drugs and alcohol for so long, and it's not impossible with you. Nothing is impossible.
Right.
Lord, draw her close to you. Draw her close to you, mighty God. Draw her close to you. And for this other request that just came in for a job situation, that it be the job that you want, God. You know this person, and you know what they need. And Lord, we just pray. We pray right now in agreement that this person, Ben, will get the job that is the best for him and for his family. We just thank you right now for your provision, that you know what is best for Ben. Your plans, Lord, that's what we want for Ben and for Angie. Amen.
Don't you ever leave, don't you ever leave me. Help me know you are near. Don't you ever leave me, Jesus. Help me know you are.
Praise God. Help us know and help them to know that you are near in their situation.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amen. Talk to us, Betty.
Well, I just ask that, you know, this time together has really helped us to understand what God, I just hope that everyone feels and knows that eventually that they will know the plans that God has for them.
Amen.
I ask that the Lord fill us all with love and give us the desire to respond in love. I ask, Lord God, that you be glorified in all of our lives and that everything will get turned around, Lord God. If it's in turmoil, turn it around. And I just ask that the Lord give our listeners that listen or listening now and in the future, that he will give them peace, that he will give them the desires of their heart.
Amen.
As it says in the scriptures.
Yes.
Because Lord, he is so close to us and he wants our communication to be all the time. He doesn't want it just part time. He wants us all of the time.
Amen.
And once we surrender that time with him and we give him our all, he becomes Lord of all.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful that we had this opportunity today to be able to share God's word and God's love with the listeners. And I appreciate you, Dr. Angel, and I appreciate you, Pastor Marcia, and all of our listeners, that you will let God lead you in all things in your life.
Amen. Amen. Well said. Dr. Angel, talk to us.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that really has struck me from the show is just learning that surrender and learning that when we are with Christ is allow our character to become more and more and more like him.
Yes.
And we're a whole bunch of imperfect people serving a perfect God.
Amen. Amen. And so often I think we just get off on these tangents in life where our circumstances or our problems are so big that we just get so discouraged and defeated and we don't take the time to go to God and really seek what he wants to do and what he wants to do in us, not just in our circumstance, but in us, you know, because circumstances are used by God to cause us to change and become more like Jesus. I want you both to address that, if you will. Betty, you first. Because so often I think we just don't realize the importance of our problems and our circumstances.
No, we don't. And I think we take it that God is mad at us, that he's, you know, we've done something, you know, we've just not given it up. We've not let it go. We've not surrendered. And what Dr. Angel said, and I think it's kind of a thread through this entire show, is that once we give it to God, don't take it back. Let him have it. Let him work through it. Let God show you what he can do. And it's hard. It's a very hard facet of life to understand, is that if you have a financial situation, sometimes old Satan throws it back in your head, you know. You're going to lose everything. Everything's going to be destroyed. Well, but then the God who provides comes through just in the nick of time. The money comes in and you're able to pay a bill, or you're able to give to someone who's even more or less fortunate than you are. And God is so good. And I said this at the beginning of the show, he's a good, good Father.
Amen. Yes.
Trust him. Trust him.
Yes.
Him and let him lead.
Yes. Absolutely. And just don't give up the fight, because so often, you know, we get so discouraged when things don't go the way we think they should and turn out the way we think they should, etc., you know. Talk to us, Angel.
You know, you're right. I think it's just easy to get distracted in, you know, our current situation, our current circumstance, and the things we can see that we're not opening our spiritual eyes and seeing what's really going on in that spiritual world. What work is happening? What maturity or growth is happening in us? What, you know, what bad characteristics are being weeded out of us through this difficult thing?
Right.
We just look at what's in front of us, and that's it. We have short tunnel vision there.
Right. And
just to kind of step back a little bit and trust he's got this, and it's gonna be his perfect plan, whatever that means.
Right. And so often things don't go the way we think they should at the time that we think they should. But again, we've just got to give it to God. Keep giving it to God, you know. And it's sometimes you have to give it to God, you know, many times, because you find yourself still in worry and doubt and fear and whatever. And just continue to do that. Betty and Angel, you've been a real blessing today. Nan, you have also. Thank you for coming to the studio and being a part. And did you have anything you'd like to add, Nan, at this point? Because we didn't really give you an opportunity. So is there something that you'd like to share?
It's just been a great show, and I just hope that people take away from it. You know, there's a lot that God wants that people take away from the show. And I just pray they do that and will apply that to their lives. And they'll find their lives will be forever changed.
Amen.
Forever changed.
Amen. All right. Thank you, all three. Angel, Betty, and Nan. And it's always a joy to be with you on the air week after week, 3 o'clock Eastern, every single Sunday afternoon, live right here from the TAN Talk Network radio station. And just tell other people about this show and invite them to listen. It'll be up on the podcast here in the next day or so. You can go to www.tantalknetwork.com and find it. And listen to it again. Also on Saturday and Sunday, these shows are aired on www.starcomradionetwork.com at 10 a.m. Eastern. Our Go Yard show follows the Living the Good Life show on Saturday and Sunday. So a good way to find them, starcomradionetwork.com, Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., 2 hours for this show, followed by Go Yard. So good way to listen to these shows and tell your friends and family about it. Again, we invite you to send your prayer requests to prayers@bohmglobal.com. During the week, when we're on the air, you can actually text us with that request, as some did today, 727-888-4171. Write that number down, and the prayer line email, prayers@bohmglobal.com. So it's a joy to be with you, and we look forward to seeing you next week. It's not far to Jesus. This has been Betty and Angel and Nan and me, Pastor Marcia McAllister, bringing you the Word of God from Beacon of Hope today. God bless you. See you next week, and have a great week. And remember that God loves you and has a plan, a wonderful plan for your life. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and he will lead you safely to his side. There's no need for you to fear. You can trust him with your heart.